Hey guys, welcome to another Angler News podcast series. This is a destination report once again off Mazepa Bay. And in this week's episode, Owen is talking about all you need to know when you are heading down to Transkei for this festive break. All the tips, tricks, and safety concerns that you may need to look out for. So guys, without further ado, Mr. Owen Richter from Wild Coast Angling Tours.
Morning guys, it's me Owen Richter from Wild Coast Angling Tours and Adventures. And it's December and we're on this holiday mood and we're full swing. People are traveling. Please, guys, be safe out there when you're traveling. When you're coming through the Transkei, make sure your trailers are locked. Make sure everything is right. You do not stop in the middle of Mthatha or Oudtshoorn or Butterworth. You stop at a garage. You make sure everything's locked and be safe. Getting started back to the fishing, Mazepa Bay once again. We've had some east wind and some rainy weather the last week or so. This week there's been the odd little grey shark being caught. That's also the raggies. The water is a little bit cold. This morning, Thursday morning, there's been some garrick that came off the front of the island. And of course, eating seal point plugs and eating your McCarthy jerkshad 7-inch or 6.5-inch McCarthy's thrown with a mad mullet jighead, the shad heads. So that's 1.5 ounce or 2 ounce. So you cannot go to Mazepa Bay if you haven't got the mad mullet 1.5 to 2 ounce jig heads for those jerk shads, and then without a seal point plug or a chisel nose plug. Most fishing shops would have it. Guys, a lot of fishing shops are online. Don't be shy to ask. The technology today, you phone the guy, they put a package together for you, they send it straight to your house. So if you cannot get to town, it doesn't mean you can't get your lures. Phone the shop, tell them, listen, can you have the order, although most of them have got online shops on there, like Balmoria is London. You go Balmoria is London, comes up there online and you can order your stuff from there and get sent to your house. But yeah, getting back to the fishing, make sure you've got your fishing licenses, guys. Don't let the guy come there and you can't afford a fishing license. Fishing licenses for a year is about, rounding off, about 90 rand. I think for a month it's about 60 odd rand. So I could be sucking out my thumb there, but it's plus minus there. So yeah, make sure you've got that in hand. Secondly, the last week I did put an email together, or sent it there to the group, that driving permits for the whole Transkei, you need a driving permit. The permits are for free. You just have to apply for it. It takes you 2 to 3 working days and you've got your permit. But yeah, from my side, guys, safe travels, all of you. Tight lines out there. Remember, it's December. Stick to your quota. Same with your crayfish in the Transkei. Don't be greedy and don't take a lot. A lot of times, these crayfish guys, they see, hey, here comes Owen Richter. Let's pass. I'll go there and I buy 50 crayfish. That guy that sold me the crayfish goes to the law enforcement and says, listen, have a look there. I'm using myself as an example. Have a look for a white Toyota Bucky. That guy bought 50 crayfish. You're only allowed, I think, 5 crayfish. So be very careful when you're buying around Hole in the Wall and Coffee Bay. Those guys sell you twice. They sell you crayfish, shitloads of crayfish, undersized, all sizes. And then not long when you're driving out of Coffee Bay or somewhere, they stop you and then they arrest you. They were all on bribes. But that's him. Cut lines out there, boys, and be safe out there. Over and out.
Thank you, Owen. Guys, that is Owen Richter from Wild Coast Angling Tours telling you exactly what you need to know for heading down the Transkei and Mazepa Bay over this period. Please take note of everything he has said to make sure you have a fantastic trip out there. And with that being said, until the next time we chat with Owen, thank you for joining us on Angler News South Africa. I am your host, Vinay Sugrim, and always remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect those bag limits, and fish for the future. Guys, the show is brought to you by Angler Custom Apparel. Make sure if you need anything to do with your customized fishing clothing for you or your team, Angler Apparel is the name to call. For the Angler News Fishing Destination Series, I am Vanessa Green. Always remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect your bag limits, and fish for the future.